I'm Richard Ikonda.
So, what generation are you?
Sanse, third. And I was born in Reno, and we left when I was 3 years old. We moved back to Los Angeles, where my parents basically grew up here.
And what were your parents' names?
Tom Ikonda was my dad, and my mom was Dorothy.
And you said that both of them grew up in L.A. before the war.
Yes.
What part of L.A.?
Good question. They moved, I think, back and forth between Santa Monica and Los Angeles, basically, in this area here. Mm-hmm. Terrific area to grow up in. And I think for my dad, he started his business. He lost the business when they had to relocate. And he had a gas station right over here on Olympic Boulevard and Corinth Avenue. And, of course, when they were sent off to camp, they couldn't make the payments, and therefore he lost his property. Well, when he returned, he put a lot of effort into actually getting a car business, auto repair business going again, which he did. And he did that up until he retired. And while he was in business, because 20th Century Fox is just down the street here, his reputation as a good mechanic started and to kind of spread around. And eventually he became kind of known as the mechanic to the stars. He had Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, Tyrone Palmer. He had wonderful clients, and he worked on their cars.
Do you know what got your father interested in running a gas station? You said that he ran a gas station before
right,
the war.
Right.
What got him interested in doing that, if you know?
Well, my grandfather, Ikonda, he was actually, in his youth, he was one of the first Japanese people here who actually flew biplanes. Mm. He took up flying. I think, again, this is a mechanical thing. Mm-hmm. And I think from that, my dad was interested in anything mechanical. And, of course, that's how he got into boat racing and car racing. But he was in the LA Times once. They, being in the car business, you tend to have people come in and fix their transmission and then go home and have a flat tire. Then they would want to take him to court because obviously you did something wrong to my car. So he spent a lot of time in court, small claims court. And eventually he put a sign outside his shop that said, not open to the public. And he only wanted customers that were recommended. He didn't want to cut all these goofballs. And so the people were wondering, how do you stay in business with, you know, not open to the public? Well, my dad had so many referrals of people that, But his prices were always very reasonable. But my father said that he will always keep his prices fair. And when he had these movie stars and their managers telling him, Tom, you should be raising your prices, you're too low. And my father said, no, those are fair prices. And my brother and I always laugh about all our vacations involve the tent. We never stayed in a motel. He just didn't make that kind of money, and he didn't want to raise his. So my dad had a very good reputation in town.
What was the name of his shop that was on Sawtelle?
Ikonda Automotive.
And where was his new shop?
On Sawtelle.
And where?
Sawtelle and Mississippi. Mm-hmm. He rented a place from a Shell gas station from Bob Fujimoto. And then eventually he moved to another place just half a block north of that. He rented. And then eventually he moved north of LaGrange on Sawtelle, and he bought a property there that he had until he retired.